For some journalists, the red meat is reddest when elected officials get charged with a felony. But I have a little sympathy for Jim Miller, the Grand Terrace councilman accused of a conflict of interest for voting to run the city's legal ads in a newspaper owned by his wife. If I were Miller's lawyer, I'd argue that my well-meaning client was merely trying to rescue an endangered species. That said, we must hold our elected officials to high standards. They should be well-versed in ethics and conduct themselves in a manner beyond reproach until they reach the legislature or Congress or any government position in San Bernardino County. Councilman Miller said he received no conflict of interest training. That's no excuse. The state makes it easy to become certifiably ethical. For free. Here's how. I Googled the Fair Political Practices Commission, scrolled the left column to Assembly Bill 1234 Ethics Training for Local Officials, and set about the task of getting myself certified. Once a public official has opened an account, the key to receiving an ethics certificate, suitable for framing, as quickly as possible, is to just clicking Next. If you get bogged down in reading about transparency, conflict of interest, or the difference between what's legal and what's ethical, you have only yourself to blame. After clicking Next 25 times, I came to the first retention check. There were 7 questions. I didn't read them. I just clicked True for all 7. Then I clicked Submit. The answers were all false except 1. So I clicked back, changed my answers, and clicked Submit again. Perfect score! About 55 Next later, another retention check. I clicked all true, then submit, then back to change my answers, and then submit it again. Perfect! After a final retention check and another perfect score, a jolt. You have spent 0 hours and 14 minutes on this training. This is less than the required 2 hours. I read this as a threat. They weren't going to give me my certificate. If you would like to bolster that time, we have supplemental training available, it said. Supplemental training? Show me a public official who seeks supplemental training in ethics, and I'll show you an Alaska governor who serves out a full term. Legislators who approved Assembly Bill 1234, and the governor who signed it, Arnold, evidently felt the same way because supplemental training turned out to be an option I respectfully declined. I clicked Next one last time, and now have my own online proof of participation certificate. I can't understand why so many politicians get into such hot water when it's so darn easy to be ethical.
Dan Bernstein is a columnist for the Press Enterprise. His opinions are his own. Not only does the Press Enterprise bring you great local columnists such as Dan Bernstein, they also bring you the best and most local news available. And now they bring you even more local coverage in print and online at PE.com, where you can get all the breaking news from anywhere 24/7. Call 1-800-794-NEWS to subscribe or log on to PE.com today to find out why more than 1 million people trust them as Inland Southern California's number one source of news and information, the Press Enterprise.